This is David Duke. Imagine if a newly elected white sheriff in Georgia fired all the leading black officers without cause, herded them all into a prison cell, and then sent them all home in prisoner paddy wagons. Imagine if the same white sheriff stationed white deputies as snipers on the roof of the sheriff's office to intimidate the newly fired blacks. Now, what do you think would happen? I have enough knowledge and experience in these matters to make a good guess. No less than the President of the United States would speak out and rebuke against this gross violation of the civil rights of the black deputies. The media would be having fits of rage over the racist white sheriff. In a short time, the white sheriff would be under arrest for the ethnic intimidation because of his deployment of white snipers. The FBI would be assembling evidence for a criminal prosecution of the sheriff on a dozen charges, and the Justice Department, Civil Rights Division, would soon be filing suit on behalf of the black deputies, demanding millions from both the sheriff and the county. Yet, everything the fictional white sheriff did in the story I just told was done in actual fact by the newly elected black sheriff Victor Hill of Clayton County, Georgia. Now, there are those who think that this is just too incredulous to believe. Here is a direct quote from the Associated Press. Sheriff posts snipers after firings. Georgia judge orders workers reinstated. The fired employees included four of the highest ranking officers, all of them white. Hill told the newspaper their replacements would be black. Jonesboro, Georgia. On the first day of the job, the new sheriff called 27 employees into his office, stripped them of their badges, fired them, and had rooftop snipers stand guard as they were escorted out the door. The move Monday by Clayton County Sheriff Victor Hill provoked an angry reaction and prompted a judge to order him to rehire the employees. Hill, 39, defended the firings and said the new sheriff has the right to shake up the department in whatever way he feels necessary. He told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that he fired the employees to maintain the integrity of the department. The firings had a racial overtone. Hill was among a spate of black candidates elected last year in the county once dominated by rural whites. The county seat was a setting for the fictional plantation Terra and Gone with the Wind. And from the Clayton County News Daily newspaper, headlined, Hill's firings render 27 anguished lives. Kim Fallons said she saw her father, Jim Fallons, cry for only the second time in her life after he was fired from his job at the Clayton County Sheriff's Office 2 days ago. Through her own tears, she said, his 38-year career with the sheriff's office would have ended peacefully in February when he was scheduled to retire. Instead, what may become his last day was spent in agony, a tumultuous morning in which he and several other employees dismissed by Sheriff Victor Hill left the Harold R. Bank Justice Center humiliated. Quote, the man worked his tail off, Fallon said, and they treated him like that. It brought him to tears. At a PAC County Commission meeting Tuesday night, former Lieutenant Garland Watkins said the group of 27 discharged employees were treated worse than the prisoners of the county jail. herded into a jail cell, he said. The group was stripped of all Clayton County property, then was escorted under armed guards into prisoner vans waiting outside, unquote. Only a few days previously, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution was praising the African-American takeover of the county. Quote, African-Americans take helm in Clayton. Government changes with population. By Ad Seymour Jr., Atlanta Constitution, 12-30-04. Today is not only the last official day of business for Clayton County in 2004, it's the end of one era and the beginning of another. When Clayton offices opened for business Monday, the county, which was long a rural, mostly white suburb of Atlanta, will for the first time be led primarily by African Americans. Gone will be Commission Chairman Crandall Bray, who has been part of the county's leadership structure since 1983, Georgia's longest-serving district attorney, Robert Keller, and Sheriff Stanley Tuggle. Clayton County, whose population is now 68% minority, will be led by these African Americans, unquote. My friends, as America's demographics change, European Americans will see a lot more of the insanities of people such as Sheriff Victor Hill. Even the Associated Press article about the affair admitted that the white deputies were fired because of their race. The sudden and without cause firing of the top four experienced white officers is certainly good news for the criminals in Clayton County. Think of the ongoing criminal investigations that will be seriously hampered. A judge granted a restraining order that has temporarily halted the firings. But again, as demographics change, what happens when the judges who decide such cases in the future are of the same persuasion as the sheriff? In Zimbabwe, President Mugabe has the trappings of a democracy with voting, courts, and judges. But such is not stopping Mugabe from taking away the property of white farmers who have been there for generations, nor is it protecting the white farmers and their families from the murderous mobs who are not prosecuted for massive theft, arson, rape, and murder of the white settlers. Can't happen here? My friends, take a look around you. It's happening every day in America right now. The only thing that will change is the frequency of the outrages as America becomes more a, quote, multiracial society rather than the nation of our forefathers. Already the law is bent beyond recognition in America, and in Orwellian doublespeak, the EEOC is about the very opposite of, quote, equal opportunity, unquote. It is actually a discriminatory mechanism against better qualified whites who are up for well-deserved jobs and promotions. As in the Orwellian classic Animal Farm, equal rights have devolved to all pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. Mr. Hill is more equal right now. As the demographics continue to change in America and in all white homelands, men such as Victor Hill will become a lot more equal while we lose the nation of our fathers. Of course, we don't have to lose our country. But to save it, we must stand up courageously, awaken our brethren, and defend our heritage and freedom.
This has been David Duke for Our Heritage and Our Freedom.